Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the Identity. Right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. And let's help out, you know, Mike Lindahl. Actually, let's help out all of us, but let's help out Mike Lindahl. All right? And head over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on your way out. And the reason I say that to you is that, look, I make a few bucks. You'll save between 50 and 60% on whatever product it is that you're buying or thinking about buying. Or trying to buy. And Mike will be able to make a few dollars and keep people working. Isn't that what we want? Don't we want to help our friends, relatives, and loved ones, and fellow Americans? At least that's how I see it. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, it just doesn't... It doesn't stop. I'm waiting for the Russians. You think we get a white flag for them or what? I don't think so. I'm just kind of being somewhat funny. But no, in all sincerity, you know, depending on where you're reading it, what the stories are, the devastation left in the wake of this. The Russians came in, what, they're going to take over in a few days and then we're going to leave? Or are they, you know, take over in a few days, that would have been it. But the retreating Russians right now, what we're reading, I don't know if this is true or not, right, that they're leaving bombs behind, they're leaving booby traps behind. Right? Come on, think about it. These are war atrocities. Is anybody really gonna arrest Putin? Show up in his backyard? It's just amazing. And listen, remember what I tell you a couple of weeks ago? You guys, you got a fight on your hands. Philadelphia just became the first city to reimpose the indoor mask mandate. Because, I guess, Omicron BA.2 to the fifth power is coming back. And, you know, making a comeback. This is just ridiculous. You know, and it's I've said this a million times. They're so self-unaware. They don't even hear what they're saying. Right? Fauci says that this is going to be here for a long time. We may never be rid of COVID, like we're never rid of the flu and other things. It doesn't mean, no, seriously, it doesn't mean we've got to mask up every time something happens. Every time there's a bigger flu season, right? It's just amazing. So Philadelphia health officials announced on Monday that they're reimposing the indoor mask mandate in response to the increase in cases. Really? You got to be kidding me. I mean, and again, every time you hear this, every time you hear there's more, you're done for. Let me have Ed from Washington. Come on, Ed. How you doing?
Yeah, same old bump and grind. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question here regarding this Supreme Court nomination that we just went through with, was it Collins?
You mean Circus? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And I was thinking, you know, that this may have been nothing more than political drama. They were already going to always vote, but they decided just to pull this little political thing, making people think that there is actually people that actually do their job. They were already going to vote for the confirmation. They just said they weren't.
No, I think if you think about it, the Dems were always going to vote for her. There's no way they weren't going to.
Right, but I'm talking about Collins and Meacham.
Oh.
I mean, or Manchin, sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, Manchin was always going to go along with it unless she was really out in left field.
Which he was.
Yeah. But not to him, not to his group, not to his tribe.
Well, we weren't talking about his tribe, his group. We were talking about someone who actually made sense after seeing and watching her, the interview, and the lack of her common sense on answering. Who in their right mind would vote? Yep. And that's why I thought, well, at least this guy has some common sense, even though,
we all think, and this is just a generalization, but it's the truth. We all think that people kind of think like us or within a few degrees of us one way or the other, you know, and smart people. No. This party thing has become a disease.
Yeah. You're actually right. Actually, the biggest thing is in this country, we have one big fault. We actually believe people. We actually don't question when someone says something because of the way our lifestyle and our freedoms and support throughout our history and all of each other. We actually believe people. And that's probably one of the biggest problems we have in cleaning out this corruption that's inside our government.
Yep. Well, that's going to take commitment and people who really want to work it through and really want to see it through. Seriously. I mean, it's one of the things that I go out and speak to people I see all the time where people actually believe that the law is the law is the law. And it's just not true. And it's not going to be true until we take it back. Hey, got to go. Right. Thanks for calling, Ed. So much appreciate your time.
Bye.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead.
ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen.
Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Okay. 855-GO-GO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Let me bring her on because, you know what, she won't calm me down. She'll wind me up. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, Kimberly. How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Anything exciting happening in your neck of the woods? Because, you know, in California, I'm still waiting for that big quake along the San Andreas Fault. It would just slide right off into the water. I mean, think about that. We slide right off. They could become their own country, and America would be better off.
That's true. if they would take some other states with them. But, you know, we can't guarantee that.
No. And we're back at it in Philadelphia. You heard about Pennsylvania right now due to the increase in COVID-19 cases. They're going to move to a level 2, which means that masks must be worn inside businesses for a period of 1 week.
Okay, you know what? If you live in Pennsylvania, is it just Philadelphia or is it Pennsylvania?
Let me see so I don't get the wrong information.
Oh, I saw it today, but
city,
I didn't see where
city
it was.
City of Philadelphia, correct.
Okay, so if you live in Philly, don't do it. Give them the middle finger, don't do it. Everyone needs to defy these orders. Don't do it. We already know the masks don't work to stop the spread, just like the vaccine doesn't stop to work the spread. They continually lie to us. It's all about control. Don't do it. Literally, defy the orders. They can't arrest all of you. They can't do anything bad to all of you. Everyone in Philadelphia needs to literally walk around with their middle finger up. I'm not even kidding.
But I gotta tell you, what's funny about, wait a minute, you're on the right track here, but what's funny about all this is they're so ingrained in their heads that the CDC has said. I mean, there's video all over the place where they've said it on MSNBC and other places that the inoculation does not keep you from getting it, nor does it keep you from giving it to somebody else.
Yeah, well, see, that's what they told us at first. Remember, if you get vaxxed, you're going to help stop the spread. Well, that was a lie. They had to come back out and say it doesn't stop the spread and you can still get it because that's what was happening. It's not a real vaccine. A real vaccine will stop like polio did and smallpox and measles. These aren't actual vaccines.
Right.
They're some experimental drug that really is just treatment if you get COVID. And let me tell you something, given the side effects and the deaths I've seen, I would rather just take my chances and treat myself with the medicines I have than take the vaccine.
I know. Again, now they're trying to push some of these articles that say, you know, ivermectin didn't work, doesn't work. That's why they're not, you know, looking to approve it. I'm going, really? Really? So all of Europe was wrong. Almost every medical institution in Europe said it does work.
Okay, and I personally know people who took ivermectin who got COVID.
Okay.
Personally, a lot, actually, of people
did
who got COVID took ivermectin. And like one of them was like he couldn't get it at first, and they were sick with COVID for 10 days. And technically, it's not really supposed to work. You're supposed to take it right away. But they started taking it, and within a couple of days, like 24 hours of taking ivermectin, after having COVID for 10 days, they felt better. And they were totally fine with it.
I don't want to beat this up, but I have a couple of friends of mine that actually, one fellow had it, was getting ready to call the ambulance. The ambulance driver came and said, listen, do you have ivermectin? And he said, yes. Now, they're taking him out in the ambulance because he can't breathe.
Oh,
and he said, take it now before we go because they won't give it to you at the hospital. So now he's been home for 4 or 5 days with it, takes the ivermectin. The next day, he's sitting up and talking. He can breathe fine.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why didn't he take the ivermectin before that?
I think that how much of it do you... Oh, why didn't he take it while he had it at the house? I don't know.
I'm like, you wait to the point you can't breathe. Hello, that's defeating the purpose. You're supposed to take it.
You know what? I'll have to ask him.
Maybe he didn't know he had COVID. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know, but... Then it was another, I mean, I know these are singular issues, but then I have another friend of mine whose mom and dad, the dad was, you know, couldn't even breathe coming down the stairs. And she gave it to them and watched over them for a day or two, and they came back. They totally came back. So I guess, go ahead.
You and I both have anecdotal evidence. We know people, my friends all have anecdotal evidence. I mean, on and on and on. People have anecdotal evidence across the country and probably even the world, and yet they're still not allowing that to be sold. In New Hampshire, they actually passed a law where they have to provide ivermectin over the counter.
Oh, really?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
I don't know if the governor signed it yet. I gotta look into it. But I mean, it's a little too late. Thanks a lot for nothing, guys. I ended up spending a ton of money on it from India instead of buying it over the counter for 80 cents a pill.
I hate to say this, but you might have done a better job with the stuff coming in from India. I don't know. Where's our stuff coming from? China?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, where's India's coming from?
No, yeah. I didn't say that because, you know, look at the thing that this COVID did do for us is it shined spotlights, you know, searchlights on the fact that we're so dependent on China and other countries just for our survival. That has scared the crap out of everybody.
Yeah, it probably hasn't. Most people don't know and most people don't care, or it was in their brain for all of 2 seconds and then they forgot about it. What did our government do about it?
Oh,
what have they done?
Trumpy was working on it, but these guys are doing nothing on it. I mean, 80% of our penicillin is coming from China.
So kind of everybody needs to know it's both parties that sold us out. Both.
Oh, sure.
It's not one party over the other that sold us out. It's both parties that sold us out. Trump actually tried to rein it in and make it so it's back here, but of course neither party is going to do that.
Lots of money.
When you think about it, how disgusting it is that the American people were sold out to the commie Chinese and to other foreign countries.
You think they sold out just for money, or do you think the Chinese have got stuff on them?
I think it's money. I think a lot of them it was money, and of course they want this whole, you know, one world government BS, and you can't do that without getting everyone, you know, especially screwing the U.S. But I'm sure in their pea brains it was for money.
Yep.
It's all about the money. I mean, think about it. You go into Congress as a regular person, and you come out a millionaire, multimillionaire.
With a mansion.
Yeah.
Seriously, this is just nuts. All right, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The mayor of Mariupol says more than 10,000 civilians have died in the Russian siege of the Ukrainian port city. It has seen some of the bloodiest attacks since the start of Russia's invasion in late February. Mayor Vadim Blazhenko said the death toll could surpass 20,000. Meanwhile, U.S. officials pointed to new indications that the Kremlin is preparing for a major offensive in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region after Russian forces failed in their initial drive to capture Kyiv. President Biden highlighted the Justice Department's efforts to crack down on ghost guns, firearms that are assembled from parts that have no serial numbers. They have been appearing more in violent crimes as of late. He promises the new forthcoming regulations will save lives. Technology stocks sank the market as the Dow lost 413 points, a more than 1% drop. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
They got to clamp down on it.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Baby, baby, your host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, next hour, we've got Kerry Quashin joining me. He is the founder of Family Action Center. And we're going to talk about what fentanyl is doing to your young people. Now, this is not just two old white guys, you know, beefing about the fact that there's too much drugs in the world and all that crap. It's not what it's about. There's a real problem here, people. And you need to pay attention to it. You need to know what's going on and not pushing it away thinking, you know, it's no big deal. The problem is that this fentanyl is working its way into pretty much every drug these kids are buying. And it doesn't take a whole bunch to kill them. So if you're okay with the amount of kids that are dying from this stuff, well, whatever. Go for it. Don't let it bother you. But he'll give you the numbers. He'll give you the stats. He'll tell you how it's getting here and what you can do. And the bulk of it right now, listen, I'll give you 50 guesses. Your first 49 don't count. Where do you think it's coming from? The border. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me trying to straighten out some of this lunacy and stuff that's going on. I mean, it's just amazing how much they don't care. They just don't care.
Sorry, I had to mute myself just as you...
You had to mute yourself because you didn't want us to hear what you were saying. That's why you...
No, I literally was going to call right as you were expecting me to answer. No, of course they don't care, Joe. They don't.
No.
They I don't know when it happened. And it probably happened... I mean, you're old, so it probably happened before you were even... at some point, I think it was when... Honestly, I think it was when the Federal Reserve was put into place, they started realizing they had control. Because they allowed the central banking, and that's controlling the money. When they could control the money, because they control the interest rates, they control all these other things, they knew they could control us. And I think that's when they started not caring, probably before then. If you read history books, and this kills me because I didn't know this stuff before I read that book I told you about recently, No One Dare Call a Conspiracy. All verifiable facts, nothing made up, no tinfoil, anything. Our government has done a lot of really bad things to us, and it's based on, like, these millionaires and billionaires who sort of push them to do these really bad things to us. Like, you see Bill Gates, who's that other idiot, Bezos? I mean, I love my Amazon, but, you know, the guy is not a nice person.
Yeah, but look, wait a minute. Look what they've done to us over the years, and we let them do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes,
Amazon, let them. You know, you can be 400 pounds and still go shopping, right? Have it delivered right to your front door.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with weight, but...
Nope, I mean, look, you think about walking through Walmart, right, or walking through one of those places, and there's a lot to do there, and you got to load up the cart, you got to put it in your car, you got all this stuff here, and all you got to do now is you hop on the internet. And if
point
you want one of those Obama phones, it doesn't even cost you anything to do that.
Point, click, pay, deliver. I do it often. And it's not just from Amazon, it's from other, you know, other places too, which is convenient. It is, you're right, it's convenient. I don't want to go to the store.
Yeah,
I hate going to that. I go to local, so I shouldn't say that. I should not say that. I love going to local mom and pop type stores. I do that.
Yep.
But I even order from them online. So it's not, you know, like I only use handmade soap. That's all from a friend of mine who I've been using her soap for like 8 years exclusively. So that's a local handmade, you know what I mean? And there's other things like that. I just, you know, all my indie dyed yarn I buy, that's all local, like not necessarily from New Hampshire, but, you know, local artisans who make that. So, you know, you could do the point, click, pay, deliver for a local mom and pop type artisan or shop or whatever. I actually just bought a Dracula bulb for my garden from a local shop.
Wait. You bought a what bulb?
It's a Dracula bulb. It's a flower. It's either called that or it's called a voodoo lily.
Okay.
And it gets this big, it probably won't flower this year, but it gets this big, beautiful looking, like blood red flower.
Uh huh.
That smells really horrible, I think.
Okay.
So I'm like, I had to get it. But it was called Dracunculus vulgaris. Like, how could I not get that for my garden? But, no, so, you know what, you're right. And you know who enabled Amazon and all those guys are politicians.
Okay,
right?
But wait a minute.
Government regulations.
Wait a minute. So years ago, you don't know this, but I used to teach a class about these social media platforms, okay? And at the time, I didn't see the total darkness, but I kept saying, look at how fast, at the time, Facebook was growing. Let's go back probably 10 years easy, 10, 12 years ago, okay? I said, look at how fast these guys are growing. And look, it's not just the United States, it's all over. Once these guys start running advertisements like full steam ahead, they're going to have you. They're going to be able to look at these pages, they're going to see that, you know, you're a macaroni and cheese freak, and the next thing you know, you're going to have all these ads coming by that have to do somehow, some way with buying macaroni and cheese or whatever.
Yes.
And then you guys jump on. Every time you click, they add that up and say, wow, this works, so we're going to start doing this and this. And I went through the whole thing, and I said, until you stop or slow way down, you're giving them the power. And then over the weekend, Tammy and I got a new barbecue over the weekend. My son was trying to fix it. I was going to get the parts to fix it. I went to the store to get it. I took a picture. I sent him a text message. We decided to buy a grill that was already put together so we'd actually be able to eat that night. Anyway, so I come home. And then last night I'm flicking through my messages on Facebook, and I kept getting ads for barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm looking at her and I'm saying, if they're smart enough to know that I was talking about a barbecue, they should be smart enough to know. I said, we already bought one.
I said, you know what, Joe? A couple years ago, I think I told you this, I was talking about getting a new mattress. Talking about with my husband. Didn't Google anything, didn't search anything, didn't put anything. Talking. And all of a sudden, I was getting mattress ads. That's when I deleted Chrome. I'm like, oh, you sons of, you're listening to me. So, I mean, I'm sure everything's listening at this point, but no, you're right. I will buy something, and all of a sudden I get Facebook ads. I'm like, you guys are morons. I literally just bought this. I don't need another one. I just bought one.
And
they haven't figured that out yet. The AI hasn't figured that out.
And yet we have to beg, and my people are pretty good, but we have to beg people to buy from Mike Lindell, okay? We're buying from Amazon in multitudes. You know, and I tell people, I know, okay, so it might cost you a few extra bucks. Would you rather support a Mike Lindell, if you would, than support some other organization that could care less? You know, they're giving money to organizations you don't care about or against, right. Actually, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's frustrating as heck. I don't know. I don't know how you fix it, but it's frustrating.
I just put on my new my pillow duvet on my bed, and I can't wait to go to bed tonight. Going to bed right after this. I got my lavender diffuser going. I'm gonna sleep tonight.
You know, that lavender stuff it sucks the oxygen out of the air for me. Anyhow, but this is good. Now you got what did you get from what did you get from my pillow?
I got the duvet cover.
What does that mean?
So, if you have a duvet, which is like a goose down comforter, typically you'll see they're white. People probably, women for sure know what I'm talking about. They're typically, you know, white, and then you put on, it's goose down, it's goose feather or whatever type of thing like that, and then you can put different covers on it.
Oh, okay.
So it's just, so you, obviously, you don't, some people like the white, that's fine, you know, you just have the white cover on, but I like putting different covers on, depending on my mood, and I have multiple different covers. But that's what I got, and it's really, like, soft and silky. It's like my Giza Dream Sheets. It feels the same type of material.
All right. Hey, look, I don't understand these terminologies. I don't want to be left out in the cold, so I have to ask the question, you know.
Dude, I was trying to put the duvet on earlier, and the puppy kept sitting on the comforter. I'm like,
it
no,
is not,
you know.
That thing is not a puppy. That's what, is it about 50 pounds, that thing?
She's probably 55 pounds. She just turned a year old.
Oh, my God, that's not a puppy. Oh. So
listen, we got her. She was 50.
we're gonna go to break here in a second. But Biden's sister is arguing that Democrats are the pro-life party, and she's writing a new memoir. Now you know she's playing off for her brother's name. There's no question about it. But
don't they all?
They advocate for life, the life of the mother. Be back in a few minutes, people. Look, a lot more coming up after the break.
To the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joey, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, just be part of the solution. Instead of always being part of the problem or actually creating the problem because you're giving out misinformation, I'm not talking about their kind of misinformation. I just mean not really being able to tell people what's going on and defending your stance. A lot of you guys, you see it on Twitter, you see it wherever, and you didn't try to defend it, and you don't even have any of the facts, any of the information on it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her insight, input, and the New England spin on politics. And it is a different spin, is it not?
I think so. I totally think so. Totally different area of the country.
It is.
For better or for worse.
Yeah, but it's always been a little different, if you would. But, anyway, you know, this thing that's going on with Disney and what's going on with the what is it, Don't Say Gay is what they're calling it, or Can't Say Gay or whatever. It shows you how they've made that lie work. You know what I mean? Think about it.
Yeah.
When you have, I mean, she's either extremely stupid, which I doubt, but the great-granddaughter, is she the granddaughter or great-granddaughter of Disney, the Disney heir?
Oh, that idiot that is against Disney but kept all the money, $120 million or whatever?
Yeah.
I just recently heard of her when this whole thing came out, so I have no idea who she is.
Yeah, I think this is hilarious. That, again, all these younger people, and she's not younger, but, you know, she got money from Grandpa who made $1 billion, making people happy, doing things for families or what have you in his day. They denounce capitalism, but do they give up the money?
No.
Do you know?
He's silly.
Many of them have given up.
That would be like, you know, John Kerry and Bill Gates are always pushing all this climate change BS, but they're still running around in their SUVs and their jets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's hilarious to watch this stuff happen because, they're again, as I always love to say, they are so self-unaware.
Yep.
They just don't get it.
Well, they think we're stupid, though. That's the thing. They are multimillionaires, elitists. They're above us. Come on, they're above the proletariat. They are above that. So they just think we're stupid. They're not going to notice that I'm eating my cake while telling them they can't have any.
It is very true. You're very true.
I should change that a little bit. There are morons who believe that these people and don't realize that they're being hacked. Then there's the rest of us who look at them and say, F you.
You know, I was reading an article about, I got to go find that for you, send it to you. I think you'll enjoy it. And I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, where it said there are more and more Democrats not so much switching to the Republican Party, but voting Republican principles, voting for Republicans as a whole because they've had it. And a group of moms that they were interviewing were saying, look, I am for gay marriage. I'm okay with abortion. I'm okay. And all those things that you know, I'm against personally. And and they look at that and they said, but those are like 10th and 12th on my list now. It's about protecting my kids and protecting my rights. And my party isn't doing that for me. And I thought, wow, they really did shoot themselves in the foot, didn't they?
Let's hope. Because I'm pretty sure they're already warning that there's going to be another COVID outbreak coming the fall because they're going to want to push the mail-in ballots again. And I'm telling every one of you who's listening to the show right now, do not let them push mail-in ballots wherever you live.
We're in California. Too late. You lose.
Oh, too late. Well, not like you guys. Honestly, does California matter? I mean,
we deserve what we get.
I feel bad because, I don't feel bad because I used to live in Massachusetts, so I understand. That's why one reason I fled.
So,
but, yeah.
I was at a function the other day. This will get your blood boiling. I'm at a function the other day, and we're talking about what's going on here with George Gascon. For some of you who don't know, George Gascon is like a Soros-backed, left-wing liberal lunatic. He just doesn't want criminals in jail. Doesn't see a need for it. Anyway, so he made it. He made it as the district attorney from, you know, one of the largest counties in the country. So crime is on the rise. It's taken off. Rapes, murders are up. And the whole nine yards. And so finally another assistant DA takes him to court, files a suit against him. And the state judge says, you know, Mr. Gascon, you're breaking the law. Gives him an injunction to have him stop breaking the law. Gascon leaves the meeting, tells his DAs, the assistant DAs, nothing's changed. You keep doing what you're doing. Right? Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. So these people are in this room, and they're yelling, and they're mad, and they're saying, you have to have him arrested. You have to this. You have to that. I go, hey. Newsom backs this guy. He got elected. Who do you think's going to put him in handcuffs? Some Maroney yells out, well, the feds could do it. Oh, you mean Joe Biden's DOJ? You think they're going to do it?
Yeah.
You know, people need to get informed. That's why they need to engage, but they need to get informed and understand how this happens and what they could do to kind of stop it, right?
Well, one of the problems is, and we've said this before multiple times, is Democrats lie. Everything they say is a lie. So, yeah. Well, and they'll spend massive amounts of cash. That's why they love billionaires like George Soros, who hates this country, actively hates the United States of America. They have tons of money. They will lie about the Republican opponents. They will lie about the Democrat who's running and pretend like they're actually a decent person. Most cases, they're never a decent person.
Yep.
But so it's all their campaign is completely built on lies, lies about their own candidate, lies about the opponent, lies about their policy. And people believe it. They advertise more. They push things out there more. They have people on social media. They pay canvassers. I mean, they have a lot more money. Democrats have always had a lot more money than Republicans. I know they like to call Republicans the party of all the rich people, but that is not true, sweethearts. That is not true by any stretch of the imagination. Hey, the left has way more money.
Al Sharpton went off on the left elites, I think it was yesterday or today, and calling them limousine liberals and really laying into them about them not dealing with the crime rates. Now, if you have Al Sharpton speaking against other Democrats, it ain't bad. It's really bad.
Oh, come on. Al Sharpton is a piece of...
Oh, I know. I know he is. No question about it.
But let me say, the only reason he's doing that is because he's jumping on the bandwagon because people are saying to him, dude, this crime is really out of control. We got to try to stand up for the people. Because every time he tries, Al Sharpton pretends he's standing up for the people, he just causes more problems. He doesn't do anything to help the black community. He's never done anything to help the black community. But yeah, you're right. If he's jumping on it, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, he would find a different... You have to admit, he would probably find a different way to spin it to make it look like he was a good guy fighting for them without actually pounding away at the, you know, at the liberals.
If he could, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, but I mean, think about something. He is calling out limousine liberals.
Yeah. Well, that's, but it's all lefties that are doing that are alike. It's all of them. It's not just the limousine, white limousine lefties. It's all of them that are all in on this.
Yep.
Because they keep voting for it and they keep accepting it. And no one in the party is fighting back against the lunatics.
No,
this isn't overnight. This has been going on for a while.
Extreme
leftism.
Oh, no. No question about it. No question. Look, I am not, and I know I'm going to get heat for this because I know who listens to the show. I am not a lover of Kevin McCarthy.
No.
And many in the party aren't. And so, you know, now with the prospect of him becoming, you know, Speaker of the House, that still scares me, too. What's he going to do? What's he actually going to knuckle down and do? You know what I'm saying?
He's going to do nothing. That's what he's going to do.
Well, Frank Luntz won't let him do anything, right? Probably got pictures of him and everything.
Oh, my God. Frank Luntz is a piece of...
I'm trying to behave. I've been in his house. I've been at one of his events. I would never go back again. How's that?
Yeah, so you know firsthand.
I do know the kind of people he hangs around with. I do know the kind of words that were said there. And he didn't stop any of it. I mean, it was pretty disgusting.
I used to think he was one of, like, the neutral good guys. But he totally turned out to be the complete opposite.
You know, I like what he does. It'd be nice to get a solid conservative to do it and really get the information out there. But I'm kind of, you know, I've learned that we have so screwed up education for decades around here. We have such a, you know, we did such a poor job that we now need to educate parents. And we need to educate, you know, not just the kids, but the parents, because they have no clue on how government works. They have no clue on what their rights are and aren't. And when I was doing this biblical citizenship class, I can't tell you how many people didn't understand about, I hate to say this, how the three branches of government work, who had power over who had what power for what reason. The Supreme Court was never, I mean, I go down a whole list of things that they were never aware of.
That's kind of scary.
Isn't it? Well, people don't study anymore. Come on, Kimberly. They read the first two lines. Y'all got a freedom of speech. Okay, in what way? You refuse to have a gun. What way? Do you know what your rights are? Anyway, where do people find you?
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Perfect. Joe Basile, your host. Kerry Quash joins me in the next hour. We're going to talk about this fentanyl. Just really sick. It's sick at how many kids it's killing. We'll be back in a few minutes.